Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. All right, so welcome back to another Attraction HQ podcast. Exciting guest today, men of the world. Exciting guest. We have
who might that be?
Oh, with those sultry tones, who else could it be? I am joined by the living legend, personal, extremely good friend, utter genius.
More. Give me more.
Great feed innovator and teacher.
And thought leader.
That is Mr. Ross Jeffries. Welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure to be here with you, Haley, and to all the men who continue to listen carefully to what I say. It's not important that I convince you that what I say is real, and it's not important that you find your own reasons to see the truth in what I'm saying. What really matters is that you feel the sense that it's true, and you don't even have to understand for yourself why that is.
Well, we're actually not here to talk about the, I mean, you are an amazing leader in terms of hypnosis, NLP, language right. patterns, like the stuff that you do with language. And believe me, we've just been actually working, we're in Vancouver at the moment, and we've been working here on a documentary together. And the stuff that I've seen you do in terms of the transformation work with the guy we're working with was insane.
Well, you're no amateur yourself, dear. You're pretty damn good.
Well, down to, you know what my favorite bit was, though? Right. Just to put this into perspective, guys, the guy that we're working with, he's a virgin.
Not for long,
but Ross actually tricked him in a nice way agreeing to the supposition that he's going to get laid very soon in the future.
I said to him, well, when you're having sex, don't think of me. And he said, oh, God, now every time I'm having sex with a woman, I'll see your face. Now, his thought pattern is very negative that he can't do something. So what I did is slid in the presupposition and made him see in the future that he's going to be having sex. Had I said to him, you know, you're going to be enjoying sex with lots of women, he would have rejected it. Mm-hmm. By attaching something negative to it, by saying, you know, well, don't think about me when you're having sex, he's going to say, now I'm going to see your face every time I have sex. Presupposing he will, and it's going to be more than once. Uh-huh. So I slid that suggestion in.
Very, very, very smart.
I know. So, I'm a good hypnotist.
Very good hypnotist. But today, I think, did you want to talk to these guys about a little bit about some of the myths and the constructs that they might be fighting with?
Yes. I think I always tell men that they're suffering because of social programming, media, all sorts of things. They're dealing with the 5 B's. Bullying, buying, BS, begging, booze, and if you look at these guns, biceps.
Oh, yeah.
and, you know, those things, if you play within the dating frame, like how can I get her to go out with me? How do I get her phone number? Then you need those things. But I think the biggest problem that men have is they're focused on behaviors. How can I get her to sleep with me? Instead of focusing on this question, which is how can I elicit the emotional states, the states of consciousness, the flow of feelings in her body, where she'll naturally give me all those behaviors. So men are so focused on behavior, they're not thinking in terms of emotional states and capturing and leading a woman's imagination and emotions. Mm-hmm. If you do that the right way, she'll drop her panties all on her own.
Right, because usually. Actually, I think that women, you know, I have to say, first of all, there's a couple of points I want to make. One, women are very sexual. What I find aggravating about lots of, like, pickup material, doesn't it say you have to introduce sex into the conversation? And it's like, you have to put it into... And I'm like, hang on a second. If she sat there on a date with you, believe me, she's run this through in her brain.
Well, I have to disagree here. Many women will go out with someone because they're not sure, or they're bored, or they want free dinners.
I'm going to give this...
They may be sexual people, but not necessarily with that man.
Right. Well, I'm going to say that there's this brilliant metaphor that this fantastic feminist called Ketlin Moran brought up. And she said women have what she calls an extreme sexual algorithm program that they run in their brain, where essentially they take in this input of behaviors from a man, and they generate multiple fantasy outcome realities, which they can daydream their way through. So she jokes and she says, you know, in a 15-minute train journey, she imagined, that the man opposite her approached her, that they had a wondrous love affair, that they went on their first mini break in Paris, fell out.
she's an extraordinary exception. She's a very highly, very highly hypnotizable person. I would have her out of her clothes in 20 minutes. I'm serious. Not that I would want necessarily do that, but I could do that. Most women, you have to engage in conversation in a way where it opens up that imagination and that fantasy. It doesn't happen automatically. You have to use your language and how you get her talking to generate that flow of feeling in the body, the visual imagery, the sounds she would make to herself. That person you talked about is extraordinarily rare exception, which is why I teach, yes, women are sexual, for sure. Doesn't mean they're going to be sexual with the guy who's in front of them unless he knows how to open up the imagination, the flows of feel in the body, et cetera, at all. And that's where I come in to teach them that. The other part of the equation is they need to know how to have the right kind of confidence. So many men are looking for what I call performance confidence. You've done something very well 1,000 times, 1,001, no big deal. They want that confidence, performance confidence, before they've done any performance. I don't mean performance in the sense of putting on an act. You understand what I'm talking about. So they have to develop the appropriate type of confidence, which is what I call acceptance confidence. They accept discomfort. And also learning confidence, extraction confidence. They know that no matter what happens, they will extract the learning that gives them more and more skill. Does that make sense?
I'm saying this. I mean, I know that for men that, you know, there's certain things they want. A lot of the time when I'm working with guys, they might come back to me and they want to show me the women, like show and tell, women that I have slept with recently. And I think there's something about that that they want. That it's almost like they feel like they've done their performance well. Cue applause. They've done it. They do.
You're their teacher.
They do, but they want to feel that obviously they're not going to get rejected, that they're going to be approved of for what they've done well.
I've never been rejected. I've only encountered women who have bad taste. But that's me.
That's a great reframe.
Well, it's true. I'm shameless, arrogant. You know, that's me. But I used to be that way.
But what I would say, and I am gonna push this point. I would say that women are natural fantasists and naturally sexual.
Of course. So let's they take have advantage that, of that and
right,
get those
exactly.
fantasies rolling
exactly.
by how we use language.
I mean, I had a really interesting conversation with someone recently, and they said, you know what? I would just speak to a woman for a couple of minutes at the start, and then I would go. Because I knew that if I did that first interaction well, and then I left, what her mind could make up about me was better than anything I could do myself.
But that's the process of suggestion. So that's why I keep... But
women go... I would like to argue that women go into this much more naturally. They're primed to go... It's I think, how our brains are wired differently.
That may be true. I'm not denying that. And why leave it to chance? Why leave it to luck that she's going to have that, undergo that process with you? She may or may not. So why leave it to chance? I use this metaphor. If you're getting on an airplane from London to LA and you leaned into the cockpit, you said to the pilot, how are you going to make sure we get to L.A.? And he congruently, genuinely said, I don't know, maybe we'll get lucky. You get the fuck off that plane. Men are left, even if what you say is true, and I agree with you, they're left throwing darts at the wall, hoping they're going to hit the target. So this is why I say use language with deliberateness in the right way to elicit that fantasy, elicit those flows of feeling in the body. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with that. However, I'm also going to add that they're not, it's not that they're fighting a losing battle if they do that. You know, they're actually, if I can say something positive, if you can use language correctly, if you can understand how to communicate and how to put across who you are and engage with her, it's not that you have to climb a mountain to persuade a woman to do things. In fact, actually, women are wandering around every single day wanting for something fantastic like this to happen to them. So if you hit the notes right,
this is true.
This is true.
I was on the tube in London, and I started talking to a young woman. I said, "My, you're a colorful little parakeet," and invited her to the seminar. And, you know, she said later, she said, it was like something in a movie. No one talks to me on the tube. The idea that a man would talk to me and invite me to something is like something out of a movie. Now, the difference is in L.A., beautiful women get approached all the time. So they shut down to it unless you can be different. My way of doing that is to be absolutely corny and then own it. You're going to be corny, you have to own it. It's like doing improv comedy. Once you say something on the stage, you have to justify it and not take it back. So one of the things I'll say is, do you travel a lot? And they'll give me their answer, because I'll say, because I'm sure I saw you in Babylonia. And when they laugh at that, I'll own it. I'll say, okay, I know that was over the top and corny, but when I saw you, I thought she probably gets approached 100 times a month. Come up with something different and see if she has a sense of humor. Now, I'm implying that she's attractive. I didn't say she's so beautiful she gets approached 100 times a month, because I'm making the sign for vomiting. Mm-hmm. But I implied that she's beautiful. And then...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I put a little challenge in there, a screening frame, see if she has a sense of humor. That's very flattering to a beautiful woman mm-hmm. who's used to being approached with a beauty compliment and only as a piece of meat. That really gets the attention.
Right, because I think, as beautiful women, they don't seek to represent themselves in the world that way a lot of the time. Sometimes, you know, they have plenty of other things they'd like to be judged on, and to be consistently spoken to in a way that is objectified gets boring and frustrating.
Then again, women will objectify themselves because they think it'll make them more attractive. You know,
because, you know, sometimes the only tools they thought they'd be given are to look attractive and to turn up. However, if you validate them on an aspect of their personality or behavior that you've noticed, you are immediately in a different league to most men.
And I've seen women whose bras are doing more pushing up than 1,000 Marines in boot camp. You know, so yeah, I get what you're saying.
Uh-huh. So for the men out there, you know, if they are, you know, lots of the guys listening to this, they might be new to listening to anything about dating or relationships. What could you say are some great, you know, first steps?
I'd give you some good ideas. First of all, one of my principles is you go first. If you want to do the driving, then you've got to put your hands on the wheel. You go first. Second, there is no woman-to-woman universal communication network. If a woman, quote, rejects you, which I don't believe in, you've only had a learning, It's not like every other vagina in the world is wired telepathically and shut down to you. All right? It doesn't work that way. Third thing, understand that just because a woman is interested doesn't mean she's aroused. Just because she's aroused doesn't mean it's on now.
Mm-hmm.
Women have emotions about their emotions, and anything can interrupt that process. So you have to be aware that that's happening and not view it as rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth thing is stand up to women. If women give you bullshit, call them on it. I believe you said that with your man, you at the last minute wanted to back out.
I did, of the day. And you know what? Important point, guys. It wasn't because I didn't like him or wasn't attracted to him. My thought reasoning was probably actually on some level, I was probably aware that I could be very attracted to him. So I was afraid of that. I was also tired, jet lagged, and 1 hour from the date location. Right. So on balance, and also, you know, I was acting very much that time in the mindset of, I'm a woman in my mid-20s, so you know what? If I miss this one, no biggie really, because I can have another date next week.
That's right.
Right? So no sense of scarcity around it. And usually, honestly, when you say to guys, look, I'm tired, can we reschedule? They'll go, yeah, of course, no problem. Just let me know when's best for you. And immediately, almost by But saying that, you fall into a number.
Respect.
Yeah, and you fall into a number of men who will just, you know what, I can...
Stand out and say no.
No, and actually, you know, he wasn't rude about it.
What
but
did he say?
He was like, hey, you know, we've had this book for over a week now. It's been ages. Come out. Just come out for one drink. Don't be lazy. You know?
I love it.
And I came along, and you know what else was cool? Like about an hour into the date, he said, I'm bloody glad you actually turned up. I spent 2 hours picking this bar because you're the dating expert.
Oh.
And I kind of loved that.
Yeah, he had you. He had you at that.
Yeah, I thought that was really honest. Yeah. So again, that's just, you know, honest, vulnerable. You don't have to have a perfect performance.
And also understand the emotional need. Many women are attracted to you, but they just aren't in the headspace or think they're not. So when a woman says to me, I met a very attractive woman doing a podcast as one of the guests.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me about
this. Yeah, she's also, I don't know what's going to happen yet. But, you know, I wrote her a little email and said, hey, I found the way that you expressed yourself and your intelligence to be hot. You know, I don't know if there's anyone ringing your bell right now, but if they're not, let's spend some time together. And she wrote back, interesting email. And then she said, there's no one ringing my bell, but right now I'm in a relationship with my family and my work, so if we hang out, it'll just have to be as two crazies. Mm-hmm. And I wrote her back and I said, hey, let's only do what we both feel comfortable doing. Now, it's taken the pressure off. What she's really saying is, please don't pressure me. I can't be pressured at this point. So I'm taking the pressure off, but I'm not making any promises. What we both feel comfortable doing could be a Saint Bernard and a tube of chocolate. It could be anything. You understand what I'm saying?
And I think lots of men misconstrue that. You know, women, you know, antithesis for women to anything sexual is pressure.
Right.
You know, they
have
to anyone. Everyone has to come to their own conclusions, you know, about
Do
things.
Do not press. I've had so many women who've said to me, nothing's going to happen tonight, who 2 hours later were doing acts that their mother would not approve of. It's just simply not putting pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Don't press.
Mm-hmm.
Press comes off as desperate and people will naturally put up a defense.
Right. Exactly. Because you know what? You have a man who's truly sexual and is also very comfortable with himself, isn't in any state of desperate need. Whilst you get the impression that if you close the door, he would absolutely rip your clothes off and it would be an amazing night of passion. Before that, he doesn't feel the need, you know, to pressurize anything because he accepts that it's coming into his life very naturally. So an if and when mindset can actually be a very powerful and beautiful thing when it comes to talking to women. Now, as you are the godfather of seduction.
I'm really old.
Oh, but you're still very sexy. Well, or not, because I feel like a daughter
you
to
are
you.
My
okay, so it's not quite the same thing.
Come with me. Together, you're yet to discover your power. Together, we can rule the seduction empire. Father and daughter.
So because of that, I'm unable to comment. However,
right.
I would say, you know, I have been to my female listeners on my Love HQ podcast, I have put out a casting call for amazing women.
Oh, that's right. I told you I'm looking for a life
right,
partner.
Right, exactly.
But they have to be Quinn vetted.
Right, Quinn vetted life partner. Yeah.
That's right.
So is there anything else you want to share with the guys today? Is there a closing remark about how they can be much, much better with
women?
Yeah,
here's what I'll say. First of all, I do have a free report on how to meet women anywhere, anytime. I call it my Meet Women Autopilot Program. You can get it for free, and that's no bullshit. It's on my website, seduction.com. So go to seduction.com. You can fill in that little thing and you'll get instant access to your video course on Meet Women Autopilot. It'll at least have you meeting women anytime, anywhere. You'll never have to worry about what to say. The second thing I want to say is it's such an honor to do work with Haley. We had a great time on this documentary. I think really Haley turned out to be the star. And I love Haley like she's my daughter. She's the daughter I've always wanted. So I will do anything for her. If you guys have a chance, Haley and I were kicking around the idea of doing a seminar together on the east coast of the U.S.
That would be amazing.
We're thinking of New York.
Yeah,
so I
would
think
love
that
to go to New York.
Fucking amazing.
You know what? I'm beyond thinking about it now. I'm pretty convinced in my mind that's what I want to do.
I want to do it too. So let's think through how we're going to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so look out for that, guys, because that, if you can get a, you know, a
it's
snippet.
Wonder Woman and Captain fucking America.
A snippet of the genius and life-changing information we're offering you on this podcast. Imagine.
if it was as you find yourself imagining more and more, and picture for your own reasons exactly how 6 months from now, looking back and having made the decision to attend that event, you can sigh that sigh of satisfaction and think, whew, this is the best decision you ever will have made.
Beautiful. I have nothing more to add, except right. where can they find you? Give me your URL one more time.
Say again? Seduction.com. And go and grab your free Meet Women Autopilot course. It's right there on the landing page.
Okay. I can't endorse this man enough. He is a genius and a living legend.
A what?
He is... a genius and a living legend.
I get deaf when I hear those.
And an amazing innovator. He's thought provoking. He's controversial.
Sexy as hell. Oh, you sexy thing, you.
So if you can, spending time learning from this man, you know, the information that is within his cranium is literally ridiculous. So I hope that from today what you can understand is there's a few things that you can do to actively take control. What I really, really, genuinely, it breaks my heart to hear is for guys to feel that they were born onto this world unable forevermore. It's not their lot in life to have women. What a load of rubbish.
I say unto thee, follow me and I will make you a fisher of pink.
Beautiful.
Aww. What a way to end this.
What a way to end. Fisher of pink. What a beautiful metaphor. Well, it's it's appropriate that we end on a metaphor, though, because it is Ross Jeffries.
And I know what he metaphor.
Oh, my God. It is Ross Jeffries on the Attraction HQ podcast. So what other way could this possibly end? I would say please come back and listen to another recording next week. Subscribe. Listen again.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. I'm not needy at all. Subscribe now.
I command it. Together, Haley and I will rule the seduction universe, father and daughter.
Heavy breathing into microphone, recording cuts. Okay, guys, it's been truly wonderful. Obviously, if you want to hear more about me, you know where I'm at, HayleyQuinn.com, or you can find me on YouTube. And I'll be back next week. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me. Please reach out. And thank you again for your support.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.